Good morning, beautiful people. I'm Jamie Filer, personal trainer and self-development coach. Welcome to your Monday morning mindset shift, where I'm going to teach you how to take what you're thinking and make it better. The glass is always half full, my friends. Today's shift is this: inaction breeds anxiety, consistency breeds confidence. So when you're feeling like not doing anything will create more of the same. Inaction breeds anxiety, consistency breeds confidence. Today we're discussing self-validation, how you can prove to yourself that you matter and you're worthy and you deserve it without needing external validation. We use social media, likes and comments, compliments from other people, our parents telling us that they're proud of us, right? We actively go out and search for honest understanding, acknowledgement, someone to say your feelings are valid. That's okay, right? It's human nature, okay? We've spoken about it 100 times, right? One of the most essential human needs is to feel significant. And sometimes the way we do that is through external validation. But validating your own thoughts and feelings and emotions will help you manage yourself and your thoughts and feelings and emotions much more effectively, because you don't have to wait and you don't have to seek out. Social media won't always be there for you. Your mother's approval won't always be there for you, right? So doing it yourself helps you find wisdom. It helps you become more self-aware. If you acknowledge, if you observe, if you are open to the idea that you feel jealous and you understand the reason behind it, you can learn from your experience. You can validate your own feelings and move on, right? You can observe, orient, and react differently. So how do we do this? The first one is mindfulness. And not mindfulness in terms of like meditation or yoga practice, but mindfulness in being present, right? Like cats win, just being here and now, being mindful of your emotions without pushing them away. Another way of saying this is being open to your emotions, being present, listening to yourself, even if the sadness, the hurt, the fear, the resentment is challenging and it's not a fun feeling to sit with. Avoiding emotions can result in more negative consequences long-term. Being present validates that you and your feelings matter. So feel the physical sensations. Honest reflection. Label the feelings accurately. Stick to the facts once you observe and describe your experiences. I remember I was on a retreat this weekend and someone has a chart for their clients that has 300 feeling words on it. And they make their clients pick like their top three feeling words. I'm sure this is something that can be Googled. Be honest about what it is you're feeling, right? Sometimes we think it's sadness, but like maybe it's really loneliness. And you're like, oh yeah, that makes more sense, right? Because then you have to think, well, what triggered that thought? If it is in fact loneliness, right? Is my loneliness a belief or is it a fact, right? You can say to yourself, I am a loser and no one wants to spend time with me. That is not a fact. That is your take on it, all right? I feel angry and disappointed that Sally canceled our lunch date. That is a fact. Right? Do you see the difference? One is like this snowball projection that causes anxiety. Like, because Sally canceled, I am a loser. No, the honest reflection is Sally canceled because Sally has poor time management skills. It has nothing to do with me. So that is honest reflection. The next one is guess your emotions. Okay. Again, this kind of goes back to the honest reflection, not just about the scenario, but how you're feeling. So if you're someone like me, I struggle with knowing what emotion I'm feeling sometimes, right? I typically go either happy or sad. Like that's it. The best you can do is look at an emoji chart online and point to the face. Or another way of doing this is ask yourself what someone else would be feeling if they were in your position, right? Like, play out the narrative, right? Like, if Sally canceled on Jamie, what would Jamie be feeling? Right? And then you can go in that direction. You can also guess your emotion based on the action you want to take, right? If Sandy cancels lunch and you want to send her a text with a lot of four-letter words after it, chances are you are feeling hunger, right? If you want to send Sally a text that has a lot of crying emojis, you are feeling sadness or worthlessness, right? Boom. So many different words for the different emotions. So I'm definitely going to send out the emoji chart, but again, label it. Next is remember the past. Ooh, this is a tough one. You'll often have thoughts and feelings based on events that happened in the past. Why? Because our brain is wired to protect us. So if we say Sally canceled and I am a loser, then our brain says, well, every time I make plans with someone, they will cancel because I am a loser. So why even bother making plans? I'm just going to protect myself. We've all been in that kind of scenario. I'm not going to put myself out there and take a chance because the last time I did that, it didn't end well. So brain, we've got this. So let's say you hang out with your friends, right? And they fight. Your friend group fights, okay? It reminds you of when your parents used to argue. That's not a comfortable feeling. That makes you feel bad about your childhood. Your brain says, oh my God, do you remember when the two people you love used to do this to each other? Remember how that ended, right? But again, go back to number two, honest reflection. Say to yourself, I understand that I am afraid of arguments or that arguments make me feel XYZ because when I was younger, my parents used to hurt each other with their words. These situations are not related. You and your significant other are not your parents. You, your friends fighting with each other, not your parents. Validate the feelings by remembering where each individual thing came from and understand that it is not the same. Next, normalize your feelings. Of course, it would make sense that you feel sad that Sally canceled. Of course, it would make you feel bad if you got fired. This is okay. Those feelings are normal. It is normal to feel painful emotions. Let's turn this on their head a little bit. Let's say you get a promotion, right? What if you don't want to celebrate success? Because, I don't know, once upon a time, someone made you feel really shitty when you were successful, or people used to get jealous and treat you poorly when you would be successful in like kindergarten or high school. So now you're like, no, 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 success isn't normal because when it is, people hate me. No, that's not normal. It is not normal to hide from success. It is normal to celebrate your success. It is normal to want to pat yourself on the back when you've done a win, right? Why do you think I start all these calls off with a win? Because that's normal to celebrate other people and how well they're doing. You should be celebrating yourself, all right? So remember, success and happiness, these are normal, but also sadness, pain, grief, anger, things felt by other people, those emotions are also normal. And that being said, be genuine about your emotions. Don't lie to yourself. Don't tell yourself it's okay when it's not. Don't pretend to be someone that you're not, right? Changing some behaviors that are invalid or not congruent with you will alleviate some of the suffering you experience. If you are someone who is used to saying fine or well or good, every time someone asks how you're doing, you're masking it. And every time you answer fine or well or good, you're pushing yourself down a little bit more. You're hiding that emotion just a little bit more. So this requires practice, 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 practice. Not just this, the art of being genuine, but all of these steps. So when someone says, how are you feeling? You can say honestly and earnestly, I'm in kind of a rough spot, but this too shall pass. Okay. It's not toxic positivity. We're not faking it till we make it. We're acknowledging the honest reflection. I got fired and it's pretty shitty, but I have activated my network, right? It's so good. Normal, right? The honest reflection wasn't that I got fired because I'm a bad human, right? I got fired because the company was downsizing. I got hired because AI can do what I do, right? Whatever. But I am on the up and up. I am doing what I need to do, right? That's what we want here. So practice all of these steps regularly. We want to be open, want to observe, want to orient, we want to react, we want to reflect, right? We want to be real with ourselves. Practice, similar to like, you know, overcoming objections on a sales call. If you're in sales, right? These are things you want to practice when someone says, I don't have the time, or I can't make the effort, I'm just too busy. Practice how you would overcome that objection to yourself. So when you say, I am a loser because Sally canceled, practice. But are you a loser? Because what other proof do we have in your life? Because your life is really freaking awesome. And it doesn't sound like you're a loser. So that is what I have for you today. I know that it was short, but I wanted to keep it succinct and profound so that I didn't over communicate and you guys got what you needed out of it. And then we can discuss how you are going to use it going forward. And that's your Monday morning mindset shift. I appreciate you listening. If you loved what you heard, subscribe, like, share, and tag me in stories about this podcast. I'll share back. Until next time, the glass is always half full, my friends.